This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, first and foremost, let me wish all of you Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your ibadahs, your tilawat in Quran, your itikaf, your fasting, your charity, and reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to do all of this in safety and enabling us to keep our masjid open with all COVID protocols in place. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to have our Eid celebrations in this beautiful land, ground of Delhi. And we thank all of those people, the city of Springfield, the mayor, the authorities of Delhi, and all those who facilitated it. We thank very much, and most of all, our Hafiz and Imam, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Sansi, who spent a whole month here leading us in Taraweeh, leading his family back home in Morocco. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. May Allah fix the Quran in his heart and illuminate his life with the noor of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to thank also all our brothers and sisters, the volunteers who have worked day and night, in many cases sacrificing their own Taraweeh, their own qiyam, because they were looking after the safety and the COVID protocols of the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled our success in all of this and protected us, and we thank all of them from the bottom of our hearts. These volunteers are also, alhamdulillah, the sign that this community, mashallah, is strong and that the foundation of this community is strong. Because in those volunteers, I saw people from 10 years upwards. So these are children who are being brought up in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count all of them among those who He will shade on the shade under the shade of His arsh on the day when there will be no shade except His shade. And there are seven who are named in that. And one of that categories is the young person who was dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the meeting of diverse cultures, not just face to face, but in the words of my friend, Reverend Jason Seymour, face to face. This is what mutual respect, accepting difference, and this is what builds harmony and promotes peace and understanding between people. This is the message of Ramadan in Islam, and it seems that as I'm talking to you here, if I look at the global events which are happening around us, this message is even more important than it has ever been in at least my lifetime. Islam preaches a universalist, inclusive, compassionate doctrine. It preaches universal brotherhood and sisterhood of all human beings, and a symbiotic, nurturing relationship with all creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, not just Rabbul Muslimin. He is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the nourisher of all the world, to whom is all our return. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahmatul Alameen. He is a mercy to all the world. The Quran is the book of guidance for all of mankind. Hudal Linnas. Islam is predicated on the fundamental principle between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us. between God Almighty and all of humankind. Ramadan al-Kareem comes to reiterate that relationship and to help us to renew it. Imagine the situation, and I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this picture in my mind. A little girl who appeared to be physically challenged entered a grocery store early one morning. She had a bag in her hand. She gave it to the grocer and she said, "My mother has put a list of things in this and the money is also in this." The grocer took the bag and he looked at the things and he was connecting the things and he looked at the little girl and he said to her, he said, "My dear, today is a beautiful day, so I am going to give you a gift. And my gift is, there are all these sweets here, take a handful." When he finished packing the bag, he turned around, he saw the girl was still standing there. He said, did you take it? She said, "Uncle, can you give it to me?" He said, I can give it to you, but why do you want me to give it to you? Why don't you take it?" She said, "Because your hand is bigger than mine." He said, "Take a handful." She said, "Give it to me because your hand is bigger than mine." So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Rab, I and all of us are spiritually impaired. We are spiritually handicapped. So give us and give us with your hand because your hand is bigger than mine." And we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us in a way that is in keeping with His majesty and grace. My brothers and sisters, this celebration of ours of Eid al-Fitr is based on three things. It is based first and foremost on shukr, on gratitude. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only gave us physical ni'mat and blessings, but He gave us spiritual ones which will go with us in our grave all the way into our akhirah. And a sign of our gratitude is this Eid Salah. My brothers and sisters, Islam came to remind us of our special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Ramadan al-Kareem came to strengthen that relationship. And that is why, to this goal of being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we dedicate ourselves. The second basis of celebration is charity. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims are a very charitable people. Not only do we give our compulsory charity, which is zakat, but we give voluntary charity, and alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we give more than we have given throughout the year. And this is something which is from the Sunnah of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they said about him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he was very, very generous, but in Ramadan, he became generous like the rain-bearing winds, which come one day and rain falls on everything, and whatever rain falls on grows. And therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah that He made us among those who can give charity, and He did not make us among those who need to receive charity. The last and final and the most important of the basis of celebration is forgiveness. Eid is a time for joining of hearts, and the way to do that is to forgive each other. Eid is a time to meet those who have not met for a long time, of healing wounds, of reconciling differences and disputes, of remembering that we do all of this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that He will forgive us as we forgive others. Forgiving eliminates enemies. Not forgiving eliminates friends. Decide who you want to eliminate. I will repeat that. Forgiving eliminates enemies. Not forgiving eliminates friends. Decide who you want to eliminate from your life, friends or enemies. If you carry hatred, if you carry enmity in your heart, it is like carrying a live coal in your hand. The only one it burns is yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the best example of this when he forgave after Fatah Makkah the worst of his enemies, who were people who were literally after his life. But he forgave all of them. I remind myself and you that we can only cure evil by loving those who do it. We do not love the action, but we love the person, and we love them enough to care about what happens to them because of their action. You cannot cure drug addiction by hating addicts, much less by killing them. You cannot cure cancer by hating or killing cancer patients. And you cannot cure hatred by hating back
those who hate you. You cure anything by loving the one afflicted by enough to help them to get over that ailment. Because hatred is a disease, hatred is an ailment, and that is the meaning of brotherhood. And that is why we need forgiveness. Let us remember this when we celebrate Eid al-Fitr today, and let us ensure that we are not celebrating alone. Let us see how we can put a smile on the faces of the homeless, the hungry, and the sick. My brothers and sisters, as I speak to you here, there are wars in the world. There are conflicts in the world. I remind the world leaders that wars create problems. Wars do not solve problems. If you have a problem, the way to solve that is by negotiation, is by speaking to one another with mutual respect, by respecting each other's rights, not by killing each other. By killing each other, the problem gets aggravated. It does not get solved. You can do that. You can kill each other until you are finished. But one day, you will have to sit down and talk to one another, person to person, face to face, respect to respect, if you want to actually solve that problem. I want to end by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and to reward you for all that you did and to keep and to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. I'm going to request our Imam to say a few words and then we will close inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين فنحمد الله تعالى أن أطال في أعمالنا أن صلينا وصدقنا وقمنا رمضان وأضرنا فيه للصلاة والصيام والعبادة فغيرنا قد أخذ الله تعالى إلى عنده ولا لديه سنة ندرك رمضان القادم أو لا وهذه مراجعة لأنفسنا جميعا على أننا نجعل الله تعالى أمام نصب أعيننا في السراء وفي الضراء وفي مراقبته تعالى في السر والعلن وأن نمتثل لأمره في كتاب الله وفي سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن نرجع إلى سنة نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام فلا يشغلنا عليها لا مال ولا ولد ولا نفس ولا شيء فبارك الله فيكم أخلصوا لله عز وجل في القول والفعل واذكروه تعالى واطلبوا منه أن يرفع عنا وعنكم هذا الوباء وأن نراجع أنفسنا في علاقتنا مع نفسنا وفي علاقتنا مع ربنا وفي علاقتنا كإخوان كمجتمع مسلم بما أنتم في هذه البلاد فنسأل الله تعالى أن يديم علينا هذه الألفة وهذا الاجتماع وهذا التكافل وأن يتقبل منا ومنكم شهر الصيام والقيام وأن يغفر لمن مات من إخواننا المسلمين في هذا الابتلاء وأن يوفقنا أيضا لقيام إن شاء الله شهر رمضان القادم وأن يتقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.
Jazakumullah khair. I want to end with dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those who passed away before us. We ask Allah to give us. I ask Allah to give you many more Ramadan and good health and iman and the ability to please Him, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the world from this plague of COVID, especially the people in India and Brazil. They are suffering in great trouble. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this plague from everywhere. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you with ways that you cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide you from sources you cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give relief to all those who are in any form of difficulty in dunya wal akhirah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله الله اكبر الله اكبر ولله الحمد كل عام وانتم بخير يبارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.